We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is March 10th, and we are coming live to you directly following Michigan State's loss at Indiana. The Hoosiers took down the Spartans 65-64. It was a very, very fun second half, very entertaining game. After it got off to a bit of a tough start, it was a slow start for both sides, pretty sloppy game throughout. Johnny, I'm just going to start with you here again, like usual. I've got some thoughts, but I'll let you start. What did you see from the Indiana game? What do you think needs to get done? Obviously, the regular season's ended, and the Spartans are looking forward to the Big Ten tournament now, where they will be the 8 seed.
Yeah, and I think kind of you just said it right there, the 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament was not what we had visions for going into the year. But that's what we deserve to be. It's been an up and down season, right? A high emotion game with Northwestern. And to really come out flat again like that today is something we've seen throughout this year. Going down 17 on the road. And then obviously, they found a way to fight back, right? Indiana, kind of some sloppy turnovers. But I mean, it's great to see Tyson Walker kind of be Tyson Walker, like a 30 points. Obviously couldn't, get that shot down the stretch. But, overall, just kind of what it's been all year, up and down.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I touched on it a little bit. Michigan State started 5 of 22 from the field. It's just another brutal start. And this game to me kind of came down to two things, really. One being the poor start that they had. Couldn't shoot very well, was just not putting up many points, obviously. And then the center position, once again, was just not good. So Xavier Booker actually started this game. And then once he got taken out for the first time, he did not get back in, which was a bit interesting, I thought. Obviously, Izzo has been doing some interesting stuff in terms of Booker's rotations this year. I just thought that maybe because he was starting, he would have gotten more of a chance. I understand that Khalil Ware was kind of having a, not kind of, was having a massive game and got off to a great start, but it's not like any of the other centers were really stopping him. Ware finished with 28 and 12 rebounds. I mean, he was just a beast for Indiana, 13 of 19. The transfer from Oregon was massive. So I thought it was really those two things. And unfortunately, those are two things that have caused Michigan State to lose games pretty much the entire season. I feel like those are two of things that we talk about most on this show, unfortunately, are Michigan State getting off to bad starts and the center position needing to be upgraded from what it was currently at earlier in the season, and nothing has changed. So coming from the standpoint of a Michigan State student, Michigan State fan, I guess, or someone who covers the team, whatever you want to say, it's just definitely frustrating to see the same things plaguing the Spartans over and over again. And yeah, I mean, being the 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament as compared to the Iowa and Illinois game later tonight, determining whether you'd be the 6 or 7 seed is huge.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, I think, you know, just like that, you were saying, you know, we're looking at 6 or 7 with a win. Right, I lock in the tournament probably now. It could get scary depending on the result next Thursday. But yeah, going back to, you know, Khalil Ware having, you know, an unbelievable game. I mean, he's a first round pick, no doubt. So, you know, we obviously, like you said, didn't really matter which center was in the game, couldn't really stop him. I definitely thought the minutes again were, you know, it's every game is going to be something different, it seems like. And, you know, you can say, you know, you want consistency, maybe. But, you know, like, obviously we saw Kohler close out the game versus Northwestern. I think he played maybe last 6-7. And today was Carson Cooper. And nothing against Cooper. I thought, Mahdi had the 4 fouls, so I guess you couldn't go to him. But just looking at the plus-minus, Kohler was plus 11 and Mahdi was plus 8 compared to Cooper, I think was, I would have to look again, minus 10, I think, something like that. Again, stat isn't always the best representation, but I, you know, just kind of what I thought. I thought Kohler did a more, maybe a decent job just keeping him a little bit farther away from the basket. But again, he's a first round pick, and that's kind of what we've talked about all year, center spot, right? He was a transfer guy. The portal's there. I'm not saying you had to get someone like him, right? Because he's a former 5-star, and you know the talent he is, but it's just kind of been kind of our calling card the rest of the year, the whole year, just talking about the center spot.
Yeah, and you brought it up a little bit with the transfer portal. That's definitely something that I know a lot of Michigan State fans on Twitter have been they've scrutinized Izzo a little bit for that. And yeah, I mean, today was a win for those Twitter people because the two easily best players in this game were both transfers in Tyson Walker and Khalil Ware. But yeah, getting back into the game a little bit, some positives for the Spartans. They went on a 20-2 run, spanning the end of the first half into the start of the second half to take their first lead of the game. Aikens and Walker, I thought they were shooting the ball really well to start the second half, and the energy those first 10 minutes was really strong. And I thought another thing that Michigan State did well today was force turnovers. It's something that Indiana has struggled with a little bit throughout the season, and definitely something that State was able to take advantage of, was getting steals, getting out in transition, and getting some easy buckets.
Yeah, I think they kept highlighting it right on the broadcast about their turnovers, and I think, you know, a ton of steals, right? That's, you know, AJ's really good at that. So is Tyson and Aikens, right? He had that dunk on the fast break. And that's where you see, you know, our team succeed. It comes back to just getting us running, right? And creating those turnovers. And, you know, early in the game, that wasn't happening. And when, you know, our offense gets very stagnant, right? We've seen those stretches where we can't score. And it was, what, 7 points again through the first 10 minutes of the game, right? We had that versus Northwestern. We've had that the past couple games where we have these long stretches where we can't score the ball. And it just comes down to a number of factors, right? Bad shooting, right? I mean, it was great to see Aikens knock down a couple threes, but overall, I think I wrote down 2 of 9 from three. Obviously, it wasn't one of Malik Hall's best games, right? Kind of Renu probably won that matchup there inside. So again, right, but it comes down to that energy, that motivation, right, that we see at times, right? Like you said, that stretch at the end of that first half and start of the second half, and then but then compare it to the start of the game, it's drastically different.
Yeah, and you touched on it a little bit, and I wanted to get into it a little bit. Obviously, the center position wasn't great tonight, but Malik Hall definitely had played a little bit worse than he has the last few games. And I think in wins this year, such as the Northwestern game, I'll use that as an example since it's, really the only win we've had in the last like what feels like month. When the center position is as bad as it is, State's been able to get away with it. Because Malik Hall's been playing so well throughout this season, I think is a bit of the reason why they've been able to get away with it, and honestly, why isn't it hasn't been a bigger problem. And yeah, Malik just didn't have it today. He was 3 of 12 from the floor, and he had all 7 of his points in the first half. He did not score in the second half, which is just tough, and it's not something that Michigan State can have and win games, which is unfortunate because it shouldn't have to come down to one guy still stepping up that much, but. That's kind of the situation that they're in, it feels like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, again, it's tough, right? We didn't really see outside of Walker, right? Pretty good production. AJ got 10 points, 6 assists. Again, it can still finish with 10. Again, you don't really get much outside of your four guys. And if one of your four guys, definitely Malik, who's really been, you could say, our best scorer the past month, is going to drop, the game he did. It's tough. It's tough for us because we lack. Lack almost like an offensive way. We've talked about that the whole year, right? This not a couple sets or whatever it is, but again, in it to the end of the game, right? Had a chance to win it. Everyone knows it's going to Walker, which is tough, right? But he gets a chance, ball bounces around, just never really goes our way, does it? Can't really get that rebound, but that's just been the season.
Yeah, that really has been a good encapsulation of this season, is it just kind of feels like a lot of the 50-50 balls don't go their way. A lot of the bounces around the rim and stuff like that don't go their way. A couple calls might not go their way. But they had one call today that went their way that was absolutely absurd. Trying to get on a little lighter note. They called a foul on Xavier Johnson for tripping Tyson on a fast break, and was it Xavier Johnson? It might have been Mbako. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think it, no, I think you're right. I think it wasn't Bach.
It was one of the two. I'm blanking now. I think it actually wasn't Mackenzie Mbako. Anyways, just a ghost trip, a ghost foul, and they called it. And you could hear the fans in Assembly Hall were not happy with that one. So, it is what it is. Unfortunately, is really all I have to say at this point. Kind of, I didn't honestly expect. I don't know if I would say I went into this game expecting the Spartans to win. But kind of turning the page here and looking ahead. So we talked about being the 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament. I'm not sure if the rankings are finalized, but I was on ESPN right before we started recording, trying to figure out the matchup. And they have Ohio State as the nine as with the tiebreaker over Minnesota. I don't know if that's actually the case or if that's just what it says on ESPN, but I'll go based off that. And both those teams finished up their season. So it looks like, at least according to ESPN, that the Spartans will be playing Ohio State in the first round. And I don't like that matchup at all. Ohio State, really versatile, and they've been playing really well under Jake Diebler, their interim head coach. They've won four in a row. They just trounced Rutgers today at Rutgers. They're really starting to figure it out towards the end of the season, and the Buckeyes are trying to play their way onto the bubble and maybe into the tournament, given it maybe a late season stretch. And it's now a massive game for the Spartans because going into today, a lot of people had them around the 9 line is where I was seeing for the most part. I saw some people still having them on the 8 line, saw some people on the 10 line. So after the loss today, it's going to be very interesting to see where all the bracketologists have the Spartans. And I feel like it feels like they're pretty squarely on the bubble now at this point with the Big Ten tournament result looming.
Yeah, again, it's going to come down, Thursday, whatever, noon, 1 o'clock game, and it's what it's going to be. And it's going to be a must win, right? And, I'd like to say they'd definitely be in if they were to lose that game, but I don't think we can even confidently say that. It'd definitely be close. But yeah, it does look like Ohio State again. There's one more Big Ten game or two more Big Ten games going on, which who knows how all the tiebreakers factor in. But, if it's Ohio State, right, they just came to our house and, went on the buzzer. So, will be a really tough matchup with whoever it is, and you just gotta hope they bring the energy right from the start because that could be it for them if they don't bring it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm out of stuff. I don't know if you've got anything else, Johnny. I think we covered most of it. Obviously, just reacting to the game that just ended about a half hour ago. Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting week. As a college basketball fan, I'm very excited for conference championship week. We're getting right into the thick of it here. I had a couple automatic bids. Morehead State is in. Stetson's in. Who else is in? Longwood is in. I think one other team clinched, but
Drake. That
Drake
was a
beat
good game.
Indiana State. I forgot that was right before the state game. But yeah, I hope Indiana State's in the tournament. Obviously, that helps Michigan State's resume. But I think most college basketball fans that are aware of Indiana State are fans of Robbie Avila. He's very fun with the glasses. And yeah, I mean, that's all I got. Anyways, conference championship week, it'll be exciting. Big Ten tournament, a little more nerve-wracking for us Spartan fans, but yeah, Spartans looking like it's gonna be Ohio State, but we'll find out for sure later on today. Yeah, that's all I got. You good, Johnny?
I'm all good.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Go follow us on Twitter, go follow Field of 68. Have a good one.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.